we'll move on now for additional business. And we got one case, and that's 11,292 for a...
Yes.
Madam Secretary, you have that for us?
Yes. Gregory Stevens and Rita Stevens seek a variance. They sought a variance from the side yard and rear yard setback, or the front yard and rear yard setback, and it was approved originally back several years ago. They are requesting a time extension for 3 to 6 months, that they have experienced a hardship, and for reasons beyond their control, they cannot commence construction before December 10th of this year. When the variance expires, they have their building plans almost finalized and are ready to submit for a building permit. They have been pre-approved for the financing from their bank. They're hoping, they thought everything was going okay, and then the bank ran into some problems regarding closing, and it would be more than the 60 days that they're going to need. That puts us close to the holidays and could even further delays due to, I guess, some other things. And that construction cannot begin with that before closing, so they're forced to delay the start of construction. They anticipate having closing in January, but then they fear some concerns about weather, so they are asking for a 3 to 6 month time extension for the variance.
Okay. Gentlemen, you've heard the request. 3 to 6 months, have we put it 6 months? Mr. Whitman, how do you feel?
6 months. 6 months.
Okay, then, gentlemen, do I have that in a motion then?
Motion to approve 6 months. Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve the time extension for case number 11,292 for 6 months. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Aye, Mr. Callaway. So by a vote of 4-0, that case is approved for a 6 month extension.
Thank you very much, gentlemen.
You're
appreciate
welcome.
It.
You're welcome indeed.
That was easy, huh?
Yep. That was very easy. Okay, gentlemen, that is all of our business that we have this evening. Before, if there's none other, I have one thing that was put on your desk tonight by the office. It's about our meetings for next year, so if everybody would take a look at it and go over it and review it and get it back to us by our next meeting if you can. I'm sure that the office needs that because we're probably scheduling already. So again,
Why? I do have a question.
Yeah.
You know, I understand New Year's Day, we don't want to have a meeting. But why the...
Only one meeting in December, I was going to ask that, yeah.
No, it's on the back and the header carried over when it printed, so it's actually December 18th. Again, it's a draft. We'll get you a clean copy unless you have any questions.
No.
January.
January meeting. I understand the you know what the first the
January.
January the first is on a or second.
Second.
Second. A Monday is on the. It's probably celebrated as New Year's Day, right?
Yeah, you're celebrating already. It's not even here, Mr. Mills.
Yeah.
I think the county may be closed that day.
Right.
It is. Based on the holidays, we might be closed. So
why wouldn't we have one on the 16th like we normally do?
Martin Luther King Day.
Okay. And then why do we have one on the February the 20th? That's President's Day.
But we are open on President's Day, and we have historically held a meeting on President's Day because the county is open. The county does not have that as a holiday.
Not anymore, like the state
Not anymore.
Did. Well, they do. They give it to us. I mean, we're state's open, but it's a floating like holiday.
Yeah, but
there were some changes.
There was some changes a number of years ago regarding holidays, and the county is open on that day.
Okay.
And
what we'll do is we'll put it on the agenda for the next meeting to confirm. That way, if there's any questions, you all can look at your schedules in the interim.
Sure. That's easy enough.
And I believe Ms. Cornwell has one other point.
As of this time, there are no applications for the December 19th meeting, so there's a possibility there will not be a December 19th Board of Adjustment meeting.
Wow. In 25 years, I can't remember a time we didn't have enough for a meeting.
Right now, there's a slim chance there will be no meeting because we are still scheduling the first meeting in December.
Wow. So if we start denying them,
do it. Do we have anything then that we could clean up? Jamie, we need to go over?
Table it.
We've talked about having meetings. We've got anything that we've got to do that can be done?
You know, one thing we could always look at is, you know, if there's any rules, procedure changes that need to be made. I know there's one typo that's needed, but...
Pardon?
But...
I mean, now's a good time. We're always looking. Is there anything else that we could... You could look into for us?
Yeah.
And see? We can make that executive meeting, just anything to bring up?
Well, I'll look into it and see what, you know, see if there's something that we can, that we need to discuss, or things that maybe might be helpful to the board, so...
Right.
And I know that there's a lot of busy time in the planning and zoning office the next month or so with Mr. Lang's pending retirement, so...
Right.
It's kind of, we had that extra meeting earlier this year, so that was a nice catch-up, and I guess we're getting the windfall of that now, so... But I will look into it, Mr. Chairman, and get back to you.
Motion to adjourn.
Second?
Second.
Motion adjourned, subject to call. Meeting is now adjourned. Gentlemen.
And if I can...